God's word is a fire in my bones, and I cannot keep it in. We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
No, good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. My guest tonight, Bill Brozier, basketball coach, high school basketball coach at Grand Lake Christian over there by St. Mary's. In Zurich, your host for the program. Appreciate you being with me here. And you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Got a great guest for you to listen to today and just looking forward to this interview. Friends, he's a great friend of mine. We've known each other for many, many years. Maybe he knows how long we've known each other, but I know it's in double digits, that's for sure. But friends, his name is Bill Brozier, and he is the director, I would say athletic director for a sport ministry over near St. Mary's area there in the state of Ohio. And it's called Grand Lake Christian Eagles. Is that right, Bill?
That is correct.
No, great, great. And Bill, before we get started, thank you for doing this and welcome into the program.
Oh, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Just glad you're here. And Bill, if you don't mind, let's start at the beginning. But, you know, you've started this ministry called Grand Lake Christian Eagles. And, well, let's help our listeners understand what is that ministry, and we'll dig more into what it looks like and how it grew. So how did it start?
We had a Christian school in our area here in St. Mary's, Salina, for 29 years. And in 2006, we started a athletic program at the school and started out with just basketball. And then it just basically grew from there. And a little background from me, I've been in this area for over 30 years doing ministry with sports and bringing men and women and kids together to play sports with basketball, volleyball, and football and softball, you name it. And so I became the athletic director at Grand Lake Christian, and we have not looked back. Our school did close 5 years ago, but I have kept the athletics going because I just believe it is a crucial ministry for our area to bring families and kids together, to give them an opportunity to play sports where they would not get it any other way. We offer homeschool kids, church kids, if there's any public schools, kids that don't play for their school, they are welcome to be a part of our program along with all the homeschool kids. We don't have any Christian schools in our area anymore, and so that's what we do, and we are very, very blessed. And this past year, we are celebrating our 18th season with Grand Lake Christian, and we're looking forward to many, many more years to bringing families and kids together to play basketball and volleyball.
That's totally awesome. And Bill, you know, for those tuning in going, well, you know, that's all great and dandy, but is it really competitive? Is this just kind of like upward basketball? I mean, what is it?
It's nothing like upward basketball at all. It is very competitive. The thing with me is I played in, basketball when I was in school. And in my house, my dad would bow to this, but I would always make up my own league, make up my own things that I wanted to do. And, of course, we were very involved with church. And so as I got older, I always thought to myself, you know what, I want to start a league. I want to start a church league. And so once I got involved with our church, we started these leagues, and but it is very competitive. I tried to do it the way that the public schools would do it when it comes to the atmosphere of competitiveness. But there's a difference. We are God-driven, and we're all about a Christian organization, and we do things different. And so there's no language. There's no, things that you would see sometimes in a public setting that is sometimes sad when it comes to a ball game. We try not to have that. And the parents coming in understand immediately that we are a different organization. But I do announcements with pregame. I do tournaments. We give uniforms. We give warm-ups. We make the whole thing very, very interesting for the kids and families, and to give them a memory that will last a lifetime. And I think we've done a really good job. God bless everything that we've done. and I'm very proud of what God has allowed us to accomplish in our area.
Absolutely. And, you know, friends, too, with that, and Bill is a very humble guy, but he has led a number of his teams to at state championships, and it's just awesome to see what he's been doing and how he's been worked, I should say, opened himself up to God so God can work in and through him and what's going on there. And, Bill, you know, if I was a listener, I'd want to ask you this question, so I'm going to just ask you. You know, you said it's got the atmosphere of the public school, but then you said, what with Christian principles, maybe something like that, you said, and explain that, because for a lot of people, that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, what I truly mean by that is that we pray. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. We pray before games. I coach. I've been fortunate to be able to coach our varsity programs, both girls and boys. And one of the things that we established in our bylaws and as a coach is that I want to have a standard that we are going to do everything with excellence upon into Christ. Now, we get families that are not church. We get families and kids that have no idea what God is about, what Jesus is about, and how to act right. And so the example that we try to set is the example of the leadership to be that example for these kids and these families. And so when I have parents, we have a game, you know, they don't like the referees, and they're screaming and they're yelling, and they're just making, you know, crazy pulls in themselves, basically. After games, I approach these parents, and I tell them, listen, that's not how we're going to be. You either going to act a certain way, and you're going to cheer your kid on and cheer the way that God wants us and be pleased with, or you're not going to be a part of our program. And most of the time, I can honestly say, parents adapt to what we're doing because they want their kids involved in a program that is different. And so we don't do things like other programs do. And I can say this honestly, I do not dictate anything that we do with Grand Lake based upon the next program, the next organization. I do based upon what I feel is God leading for our area and for what God has put into my heart. And that is to teach these kids and to minister to these kids. So I'm always praying with the kids in practice. I'm always sending them text messages. I've had to learn over the years to be with the technology, so the texting and the calling of the kids and different things that I'll send scripture to them. But I don't push it, if that makes sense. And so I just want to let them know, hey, this is what we do. And then I expect high standards when the kids play and when the parents are involved of a standard of excellence and to act right. And it also really helps, and again, I'm not saying this in any boastful way, it wasn't absolutely at all, it helps to be in me as a coach and as a leader, a person that is low demeanor as far as I don't get high on the court, as far as coaching. And I don't scream and yell. I expect the kids to work, and we do. And again, we're very competitive, and we've been blessed over the years to have some really, really good teams and good players come into our program that have left the public school for whatever reason, either don't have a name or they are proclaimed to be Christian, and they are not welcome into that program. And they come and play for us. And I'm thinking to myself after I get them and I'm watching them play, and one of the first things I ask these kids is like, why are you not playing in the public school? And they said, we don't have a name. Or we're Christians, but they don't accept us, and so we want something different. And so we get some good talent, and we've been blessed over the years, and we've been thankful for that. But God is everything for us. That is the way the organization is in. And we're all about God, family, and that's how we promote our program.
I think that's just awesome. And Bill, you've been a great example over the many, many years. And I think that also is why so many people come, because you never lack for players, never lack for athletes to come. At least I've never seen you lack for them. And so, you know, with that, too, you were talking about prayer earlier, and I think most people would know this answer, but I just wanted you to kind of expand on that a little bit. You know, a lot of times people say, well, we pray, you know, even if it's in the public school. Now, you're talking about prayer, not just with the team in the locker room. You're talking about so much more, right?
Absolutely. Not only do we pray, my teams will pray before we go out. I gather them together. Now, of course, if I'm not in the locker room because I do so many other things within our program of keeping score before the game or the clock, But whoever my coach is or helping me, we make sure that our kids are praying before we come out. But not only that, but before we start our basketball games and as we do our announcements and our national anthem, things like that, we always are praying as a group for the game and for the spectators, the referees. And I just always think that is important. And my thing is the experience that I've had running softball league and men's league, the women's league in our area, you're going to get people that come in that are not church. And the only gospel that sometimes they're going to hear is maybe from a prayer that somebody said, or from the example that person who says that they are a Christian, they are leading by that example. And if somebody sees that, they're like, that person's different. And so I have seen over the years, and again, I've done this for 30 plus years, I have seen many families come in, players had to come to church to play softball. And these men would come to church, and they would get their families in, and then the next thing you know, they enjoyed playing, and then their whole family got saved because they had to come to church. Mm. We've had families within our organization of Grand Lake Christian that have come in that have not been Christian but have converted and have said, listen, we love what we're doing. And I get messages all the time from former players, thank you, coach, thank you, coach, thank you, coach, for just giving us this opportunity to be able to be in a Christian organization that honors Christ. And because of that example, my family's in church today. And I want my kids, as I have them, as they get older, to be in church. So, you know, I'm so humbled by that. God, it's all God. I'm just a thief. You know, I'm nobody. It's just something that God put in my mind. Let's organize this, bring everybody together, and then we go for it. And God bless everything we do.
Yeah, that's just awesome. You know, if you wouldn't mind also digging into kind of your philosophy of dealing with, I don't want to say necessarily parents, but just noise of, you know, God has built this program in and through you and your family. And, you know, you have people come in that maybe say, well, I think it'd be better if it went this way. Now, how do you deal with someone like that? You know, if there's someone who's trying to start their own program and they believe that, you know, God is leading them to do that, and someone else comes in with a very different plan. How do you handle people like that?
To be really honest with you, I've only had to deal with that a handful of times.
Okay.
Most of the time, people who come into our programs or come into part of our league, yes, I'll have some that'll say, hey, I think you need to do it this way. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with me and my wife at our program. We don't have five or six or seven or eight different heads of department. Mm. And so, yes, I listen to you. I listen to your thoughts and I listen to your ideas. But at the end of the day, if it's not a vision that God has given me and I just don't think that that would be right to implement, I don't do it. And have people left because of that? Absolutely not. I've not had that. So if everybody can come together, I mean, you know, we see in our world, everybody's divided. Mm. But if everybody can come together for the right purpose, and that is to uplift God and the purpose of that, yes, everybody can't be the head. But at the end of the day, if you have that vision that I want to help whatever it is, if that's keeping score, if that's, helping clean up at the end of the night, or doing water bottles, or doing concessions, or whatever it might take, that's what it's about. And so, again, Jason, I haven't had that much mm-hmm. of that issue over the years, and I've been blessed with it. And again, the few times that I've had it, usually, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do, and that's where we're going to go. So.
That's just awesome. And, you know, Bill, too, I wanted to ask you as far as, just these children that come and they like you said, they don't really, some don't know Christ, some do. You know, if you don't mind helping people understand, you are, it sounds like to me anyway, that you're working on building a culture more than worrying about the X's and the O's. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But if you could kind of dig into that of the culture you have, because you have, again, these children are coming in. A lot of them don't, you know, they don't know anything. They know basketball. But what I've seen, at least personally, what I've seen with you is you seem to have, like you said, you have a standard and you're like, look, we're all going to be at this standard. maybe not at it, really striving for it, I think is maybe the better way to put it. Can you kind of go into that a little bit?
Yeah. I can give you a perfect example, and I have many over the years. But again, I have a way that I feel things work when it comes to being a coach, but also when it comes to being a leader of the organization, and this is the way that I feel it needs to go. And at the end of the day, again, I try never to be a dictator, absolutely whatsoever. But for an example, again, I have very many, but I'll use last year's team that
yeah.
I had.
Yeah.
Was one of the youngest teams that I've had in my 16, 17 years of coaching.
Mm.
And the varsity boys love it, that is. And the many, I had about four boys that came in, and their families, they knew nothing about it. Nothing. They were friends with somebody else that were on the team, and they came in and they wanted to play. Jason, I have kids that come in, these two particular boys that I had last year, no dads whatsoever mm-hmm. in their life. And so you say trying to build a culture, mine is about building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can build relationships with these kids and with each family, then that's the culture that I'm trying to take, because we're all about God and we're all about family. And so, yes, I have a style that I want to play because that's what I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not dictated again by other people's styles. You know, I've watched other coaches that we've had in our conference and who we played, and oh my gosh, they've had great teams and they beat us pretty good. And I'm thinking, you know, man, I need to go their way. And at the end of the day, I'm like, no, because that's not me. I'm sticking to what I do because this is what we do. But me is it's about relationships. And so if I can build these relationships with these boys who have no doubt in their lives whatsoever, and their home life is a wreck, and I get them in these practices, and they're down, and they're in the dumps, and I come to them, put my arm around them, and say, hey, what's up with you? How you doing today? I'm not doing very well. Well, what can I do? How can I help you? And then the next thing you know, I build a relationship with them, because then I'm texting them, they're texting me. Hey, coach, I have this issue today. What can you do to help me? And so that is the culture that I have tried to build within our program. And then our leaders that we bring in, they're not going to be like me. But they see what I do, and so hopefully they can do the same thing with their kids. And I've seen some of our coaches do that, put an arm around a girl, put an arm around a boy, you know, to help them and train them and lead them. But again, everybody's not going to treat the way they think that I do. I do things a little bit different, but that's me, building relationships, and that's the culture that we try to do with our program.
Yeah, that's just awesome. Again, friends, I'm sitting down here with Bill Brozier. He is the athletic director of Grand Lake Christian Eagles and also head coach for their varsity boys and girls basketball teams. And Bill, you don't do much with volleyball, though, do you?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I have been blessed to be able to have a coach the last 3 and 4 years. I still put it together. It was always the thing, though. I had to jump in as coach if I didn't have a coach, because I wanted to make sure the program worked.
Sure.
And Jason, there was a time, you know this, we've known each other for almost 14 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know this, I had to coach all the teams.
Yeah.
All four basketball teams and both volleyball teams at one time or another over the years. But I've been blessed to not be able to have to coach volleyball, and I'm so grateful for that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting to move to wrap up this little time here. Bill, I wanted to ask you, because I think what you just said there leads into my next thought, my next question I had for you. You know, coaching six teams is not easy. So with that in mind, you have a wonderful wife, and your relationship with your wife obviously is very important. And
yeah.
If you don't mind sharing, I mean, how did you two do this? I mean, you had worked together as a team. How did that work?
We've been doing this, Jason, every day since we've been married. And we have been married for 32 years. And we've been together for 35. And we've had each other on a softball field in the church league way back in 1986. And we got married in 91 and been in ministry ever since. It's just been a passion of ours to be in ministry. I have been blessed. My wife enjoys sport to a degree, but she loves what we're doing. She believes in what we do, and she's my right hand person. And we could not have done this as long as we've been doing it and been able to see the growth, not only with Grand Lake but the ICSO conference, if he did not believe in everything we do. And I'm, of course, I'm all about family. I put family first. But again, it's helped that she's been right there with me. Now, I will say this. I've had coaches that their wives don't want anything to do with them, you know, coaching. And we've had to have those discussions, you know, with coaches. Hey, family first, family first. Mm-hmm. I get you're competitive and you want to coach. You want to, you know, coach your kid or you want to coach your team. But if you can't have a relationship and you control that relationship with your wife as far as coming together as one, then it's probably not a wise idea. But I've been blessed. And like I said, she loves what we do. And I'm so appreciative of that.
You know, with you saying that, Bill, you know, again, if somebody's listening and, you know, they're younger, they're at the beginning of their journey and they're like, hey, I want to be a coach. I want to move into that. You know, if their spouse, whether they're a wife or a husband, if their spouse is not on board, I mean, are you actually kind of maybe saying, you know, really pray that through and make sure they're either A, on board, and if they're not, maybe find something else to do? Is that what you're kind of suggesting?
Absolutely. I mean, I totally agree because, you know, again, if you have the husband who's all about, hey, I want to be a part of this, but the wife is hesitant, you know, we've got a couple in our program that we are bringing up to hopefully be the replacement for us moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's all about it, but his wife, you know, first was hesitant. And I kept telling him, you both pray about it. You've got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
And so that's the key. Now, again, can it work? I think it can work if the wife, you know, doesn't want to be a part of it that much. But at the end of the day, still, if you're not on the same page, that's going to be tough. And so I would encourage to prayerfully encourage both of spouses to pray about anything they want to do in leadership. Because, again, Jason, you know this, it takes both of you.
Yeah.
It takes both of you. And especially if you have kids, start having kids and having a family, you got to be on the same page. And again, I know you know that. That's the key.
And it's always a work in progress. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe you and Stephanie have it all figured out. I don't know.
No, we don't. It will work every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Even though my kids are gone, my kids are all older and I've got grandchildren, I consider everybody else's kids my kids.
Mm.
And, you know, so, you know, me and you have had a great relationship, and I'm watching your kids grow and be gone and grow up. And your kids are my kids. And that's the way I look at it.
Mm.
And so if I can't, you know, be a blessing to others, you know, from my example or my leadership, then I'm not doing God justice, in my opinion.
Okay. And, you know, that's great. You know, with you and your wife, if you don't mind digging into that just a little bit more again for those listening that, you know, they might be starting out, you know, if you will, did you and your wife decide what roles you take on? I mean, how did that work out for you guys?
Well, when we first started with Grand Lake, obviously, my wife, she likes sports, but she don't know how to keep score, and she doesn't know how to organize, you know, those things when it comes to sports. But she was right there. But again, as a man, as a person, you know, we're always talking to our wife. And if you want to be successful, family, husband, wife, and again, I know this probably is not, this is a marriage thing here, what I get ready to say, but if you want to be successful, you better control everything with your wife. You better talk everything over with your wife, and wife better talk everything over with the husband. And so when it came to us with Grand Lake, obviously I put everything together when it comes to, okay, this is what we're going to do with how we're going to do the games, and this is how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. And as time went on, you know, we built a concession stand. We had people that helped. But then my wife ended up having to take the concession stand over because we needed somebody to do that. And so, but we do everything together. Again, I try to stay away from the concession stand. You know, we go and get everything, you know, weekly when the season starts, and we take care of, you know, together, paying all the bills and things like that. But we do everything together. And I think if the people who know our program, not only Grand Lake, but also know the ICSO, know that it's Bill and Steph. It's not just Bill. Yes, Bill's out there, and you're hearing Bill. You're hearing him talk all the time, and you don't hardly hear my wife. But at the end of the day, I think everybody knows that this doesn't go unless I have my wife.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I think that's very important. As far as roles, we didn't plan out, hey, you do this, you do that. We did everything together. Okay. Because it all had to get done. All had to get done.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you sharing that. And friends, as we wrap up here, I just want to remind you, you're tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. Again, you can find us at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And Bill, I really appreciate you being with us here and sharing all this. And, you know, I can tell we're going to keep, hopefully we can do more interviews because there's, I mean, we're just peeling away parts of the onion here and there's more and more layers. And so if it's all right, Bill, let's dig into the ICSO when we come back. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
All right. And friend, again, you tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Again, sitting down with Bill Brozier, athletic director for the Grand Lake Christian Eagles and head coach for the varsity boys and varsity girls basketball teams for them. And again, Bill, you know, if anybody wants to contact you, they found this interesting and maybe, hey, this guy might be a good person to contact. Do you have any contact info you'd mind sharing?
You can reach me either email or they can call me at my number. I can give that to you if you'd like.
If you don't mind, that'd be great.
Yeah, my phone number is 419-296-8757. And if you'd like to email me, you can email me at brozierbill@gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome. So, friends, yeah, we encourage you to do that. And, again, thanks for tuning in. To Do Not Keep Silent, you go out, make today great, and do the best you can for Christ in all that you do.
Do not be your own.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.